Highbridge Audio presents The Light of Day by Graham Swift. Read by Graham Malcolm. Chapter 1, 1997. Something's come over you. That's what Rita said, over 2 years ago now, and now she knows it wasn't just a thing of the moment. Something happens. We cross a line, we open a door we never knew was there. It might never have happened. We might never have known. Most of life, maybe, is only time served. Morning traffic in Wimbledon Broadway, exhausts steaming. I turn the key in the street door, my own breath coming in clouds. Something's come over you, George. But she knew, even before I did. She's not in this job for nothing. She can pick up a scent. And soon she's going to leave me. Any day now, I can tell. I can pick up a scent as well. She's here before me, of course. When isn't she? She doesn't sleep these days, she says. These days have lasted years. Always awake with the dawn, so why not? Always something to be done, and I pitch up after her. Boss's privilege. Though it's not yet 8:30, and last night I was out on a job till gone 2, and today's a special day. As I reach the top of the stairs, I hear the click and hiss of an already warm kettle being switched on. The computer, in her little compartment, we call it the reception area, but area's a generous word, is already up and running. It feels like she might have been here all night. Cold, she says, with a shiver at the air I've brought in, and a little nod to the outside world. But beautiful, I say. She'll have been here before the sun hit the streets. Coffee or tea, she says, ignoring my smile, and that word, as if insisting I'll have had a rough start.